Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts.
You ready?
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 204 on the Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 6 o'clock, I guess Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Tommy Lugauer back at the shop in Manhattan. Ernie Acosta at home in Yonkers. We are live from the Evermobile. It's all over the place. Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bro, how are you? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I've been alone, so I've had a lot of time to think.
Okay.
A lot of old sports to watch. A lot of old wrestling to watch, too.
You're watching the wrestling? All right, good.
I mean, listen, I got to keep my brain moving. So
no,
I've watched wrestling. And we'll get into it later, but I did watch from beginning to end. I know you told me just start at the ninth, but I watched it from beginning to end.
NLCS Game 6, 86?
Indeed. And I'm glad I did, because there's a lot of observations from throughout that game.
Right.
But we'll get into that later. I got to read this to you, because this made me laugh.
Go ahead.
So we know Tom Brady is now officially a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Yep.
We know that.
Yep.
And Robert Kraft said this to Michael Girardi of NFL Network. I guess they were exchanging text messages on Brady moving on. And this is what Robert Kraft said. He made an analogy to Tom Brady's departure. Think about loving your wife, and for whatever reason, there's something, her father or mother, that makes life impossible for you, and you have to move on, but you don't want to. That's how he described the breakup with Tom Brady. So how do you take that, Joe?
Yeah, how do I take it? You know. It is what it is. I don't know if I can comment on that. I mean, look, my feeling is, you know my feeling here. Belichick, you know, they didn't want him back at the number that Brady wanted. They were never paying Brady what he wanted. And to me, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's more than that. I'm starting to think Bill didn't want him back, period.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did. Bro, I think if Bill, I agree with you. Look, go back to when they traded Garoppolo. I think if Bill had his way then, he would have done something then to keep, you know, kept Garoppolo, got rid of Brady. He went to Kraft.
It's funny you say that. So I don't know how you remember history, but when that went down, when Jimmy Garoppolo was traded to the Niners, I remember hearing a rumor, and maybe I heard it backwards, maybe you heard it the same way, that the Niners initially, maybe half jokingly, asked for Tom Brady. And the Patriots said no, and then they ended up making a deal for Jimmy Garoppolo, which made a little bit more sense.
Right.
There was an article in Bleacher Report yesterday where the rumor was the opposite, that Belichick called up the Niners and said, we'll trade you Tom Brady.
I buy it, bro.
And the Niners
buy it.
And the Niners were stunned by it, and the person that put the kibosh on it was obviously Robert Kraft.
No doubt. Because Brady went to Kraft. We had heard this. I mean, we never heard at the time that Bill actually was, he's making the call to the Niners to trade Brady.
Right,
we didn't know that. But we do know that Brady did go back to Kraft, and that's when he put the kibosh on the deal, on whatever the deal was going to be.
Right, that part makes sense.
They had to get rid of Garoppolo.
Right.
Get rid of him.
No, and look, I understand why they had to get rid of Garoppolo, because if Tom Brady was going to continue playing, which he did, and he has, and he's done it at a pretty good level, and the Patriots, for the most part, have had pretty good success, Garoppolo was going to be impossible to keep. They weren't going to be able to pay him. They weren't going to pay a backup quarterback that you're waiting to eventually start, but you don't know how long you're waiting.
Right.
It was never realistic. So, look, maybe Bill should have gotten more for Jimmy Garoppolo, or maybe he should have put his foot down with Robert Kraft and said, I'm Bill Belichick. I'm the reason your franchise is what it is.
Right, of course.
And as painful as it is, I want to move on from Tom Brady.
How many Super Bowls? What they win after? What, one Super Bowl they won after that went down?
Correct.
That was before the, was that the year they lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl?
It was the year they lost to Philadelphia.
Right, they obviously
then win the Super Bowl against the Rams.
Correct.
And now you've got this year. So, yeah, they ended up getting another Super Bowl out of it.
They did, right.
And none of us know what would have happened. Let's say in this magical world, Tom gets traded to San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo becomes the guy. I can't tell you that the Patriots win the Super Bowl the following year. How do we know that?
No, but I mean, it would have been interesting to see how he develops from that point. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It would have been very interesting to see how that all played out. But I totally buy it, bro. I think Belichick wanted to get rid of him a couple of years ago. Kraft put the kibosh on it. Brady didn't want to leave. Kraft put the stop to it and forced the Garoppolo trade.
But then
I really believe that.
No, and it makes complete sense. And someday we're going to get all the answers to this.
Well,
you know?
I don't know. Will Bill ever say that? Will Bill ever
Will
Bill write the memoir? Hopefully we're on the earth to see that. At least I am. You will be. Will Bill write the memoirs about all that kind of thing?
I kind of think so, yeah.
Maybe.
I think once he's no longer Bill Belichick, the head coach, and now Bill Belichick becomes a media star, which you could totally see happening, expert analyst on NFL Network.
No doubt about it. All of a sudden, he'll be Mr. Personality. You know that.
When that happens and he writes the book, or Tom Brady, when Tom Brady's career is over and he writes the book, maybe we're going to know the truth. But why now does Robert Kraft, because basically I took that statement as the mother-in-law or the father-in-law that can't get along with the that's Bill.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think so. I don't think there's any question. That's who it is.
So what made Bob Kraft now in this moment of 2020 not step in the way he probably did 3 years ago?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, first of all, Brady's going to be 43. I think the other thing is they were never going to pay him what he wanted. I mean, I think that's a big part of it, too. Brady got, what, $30 million? He's getting $30 million from Tampa. They were never going to give him that money.
Yeah.
For a guy that's a 43-year-old quarterback. They just weren't going to do it.
We're never going to know because apparently the Patriots never made an offer.
Right.
That, I guess, Tom Brady just
from
those.
They never made any offer at all.
No offer was made just from the conversations that he had, obviously, with Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick.
Then he was never coming back. Then New England was never going to take him back.
Right. And by
the
way,
really what happened then.
We were talking about this the last few days. It is a 2-year contract, and it is a fully guaranteed 2-year contract. Well, it's actually for $50 million, so it's $25 per year. But there's a lot of incentives, a lot of bonuses that could get that number closer to $30 million a year. They cannot trade him. That's number one. And after these 2 years are over, they can't franchise him. So 2 years from now, and God knows what we're talking about then with Tom Brady and the level of play he's this could happen all over again. And I'll tell you, Tom Brady sounds like a guy who wants to play till he's 50.
Well, he said that. I mean, he's already made that statement. Tom Brady's made that statement already.
He said that
a while, a couple of years ago.
Not 50. I think he said 45, which is where this contract almost takes him to.
I'll be surprised if Tom Brady's still playing at 50 years old. I'll say that. I mean, that's a ways away. I'd be very surprised if that's happening.
You know what? Of course, I'd be surprised too, logically, because that's something we've never seen before. But if 5 years ago. He is human. You're right. But 5 years ago, if I told you Tom Brady will still be playing at a pretty high level. I mean, I understand last year he wasn't in his prime Tom Brady, but he was still playing at a pretty high level.
Yep, yep.
That Tom Brady would be playing at 43 years old, which is what he'll be doing next year. Would you have expected that?
No, I probably would not have. But I got to see. I got to see what happens now, man. I got to see what happens in Tampa. Look, if nothing else, he's already paying dividends for them because they got season tickets are all up the way I understand it now. Even with all this stuff going on, season tickets are up. You're hearing that all kinds of people want to go play for the Bucks now. So this obviously was well worth Tampa making this move, and they haven't even gotten the field yet.
Yeah, the only thing they have to do, and I think we said this about any team that signed Tom Brady, is you've got to think about the future. Because, like you said, Joe, he's a human.
Right.
And
right.
Now he doesn't have the cloak of Bill Belichick around him.
No.
And that's not a knock on Bruce Arians. I think Bruce Arians is a very good coach. I wouldn't have minded if he was coaching our team.
Right.
But he's not Bill Belichick.
No.
Bill Belichick's one of the greats of all time. So you have signed and invested a lot of money in the next 2 years with this. I wouldn't even say he's a veteran quarterback. He's a flat-out old quarterback. He's in his 40s. He's uncharted
he's
territory.
Sure, he's old.
You've got to think at least about that future and what life's going to look like post-Tom Brady, but they do have him on a two-year contract.
They're going for it. I mean, you know, Tampa Bay right now, beside the fact that they've, you know, it's paying dividends for them financially already with people that want season tickets and all of that, you know, they're going for it. They're taking a shot.
Yeah.
They're taking a shot with Brady. Hey, let's see if we can in the next 2 years get a Super Bowl. Let's see.
How does it end for him? Because we've seen quarterbacks.
I think it ends when he goes. I think he goes out on his shield. You want to say how I think it ends?
Yeah.
For him? I think Tom Brady goes out when that one hit.
Mm.
Because that's the kind of mindset that it seems to be for him, that he's going to go out on the shield. I really do.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good possibility of that.
Joe, I think all the hints are that that's going to be the case, because here is a guy that right now could retire, and most people will consider him the greatest of all time.
I mean, he's got nothing left. Bro, I mean, everything you could play, it's almost untouchable. Who's ever going to win six? I don't think we're ever going to see anybody win six Super Bowls, go to nine Super Bowls. Who's that going to be?
I don't think anyone could touch it. So he's made all the money in the world. He walks out as probably the greatest of all time to many.
Sure.
And he just, and look, I don't blame him for this. He loves the game of football. He knows that once he walks away, you can't come back. But he could walk away tomorrow, and because he hasn't, it makes me think that you're right, that he's going to be one of those guys, unfortunately, like Brett Favre. Because Brett Favre retired
when he couldn't play. He just got banged up too much, and he couldn't do it anymore.
That was it.
And that was what ultimately happened to him. And I think that's what's going to – and I think another thing, and I really think the more I think about it too, I really think – not only do I think Bill wants to prove he doesn't need Brady to win, but Brady wants to prove I don't need Bill to win. I'm sure there's some of that in his mind too.
No doubt about it.
You know, I err on the side of Belichick, but that's me. But we'll see.
And you know what's funny about that? You're probably right that both guys want to prove that. And if they prove it without the other, it only enhances their legacies.
Of course.
But both of those guys' legacies in this moment right now, in my opinion, is greatest of all time.
Of course.
So they're trying to enhance a legacy that's already, in my book, at the top of the mountain.
But there still is that. Okay, well, there still is always, well, you know, there's that faction of people that say, well, Belichick, he had Brady for all his, you know, all those years. And then there's the other faction that says, well, you know, it is Bill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think.
Yeah.
Bill is proven. I mean, let's be honest. He hasn't won a Super Bowl without Brady, but Bill is proven. You know, we went over what his record is without Tom Brady as his starter.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it's like, I think it was, 14-6 if you count the Matt Castle year and then the year,
if you,
Deflategate. It's 14-6 without Brady.
And that's the way to do it, because you can go pre-Tom Brady, but in the Tom Brady era when he hasn't played, you've got the 16 games when he got hurt week one 2008, and you've got the suspension that you talked about with Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett.
That's so
that what's interesting, though, is what's that bar for Bill Belichick this? Like, if the Patriots went 10-6, and remember, forget just Tom Brady, Joe, they've lost a lot of guys in free agency.
Oh, bro, this, you know, it's stunning to say, but it's almost like the Pats are in a rebuild now.
It feels that way.
That's where they are. I mean, let's be real.
But you know what? Because of that, I think almost the bar on the Patriots is even lower.
Is lower.
If they went out in a quote-unquote rebuild year when they have lost a ton of free agents and they've lost Tom Brady and they won 9 games, didn't win the division, but they won 9 games, I think there's a good chance we're sitting here waxing poetic about Bill again, saying, can you believe he won nine games with
this
roster?
Especially, let's say, if Jared Stidham turns out to be his quarterback.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we still don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just going to draft a guy. Maybe the Pats are going to shock everybody. You know, really, just think about this for a second. And this, don't think this is out of the realm. Would you really put this beyond? Somehow the Pats try to make some kind of a deal to get up to get one of the big quarterbacks that's coming out.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Could you see them not trying to? And I don't know what Bill thinks about Tua or Joe Burrow. I don't know anything. I don't know what he thinks about any of those guys, okay? Herbert, I don't know. But how do I know? Maybe he does really like one of these guys.
You know,
and he's going to make some kind and stun everybody. Oh, Tua's going to Miami. Oh, he's going to the Chargers. Oh, you know, Burrow's going to be drafted by the Bengals. Who knows? I don't know. I wouldn't put nothing by Bill Belichick.
No. I wouldn't put anything past Bill. That's why when we try to figure out what they're doing at quarterback, could they shock us all by trading for one of these guys? Sure. Could they just go with Stidham? Could Bill just like him despite what we've seen in small doses?
You can't go by what you saw. We saw him against the Jets throw that pick six to Jamal. What does it mean? It means nothing. I mean, you can't make a determination on what he is by that.
And you know what, Joe? If this really is a true rebuilding year for New England, it makes the most sense to go with him because he knows the system.
This is probably going to be
an offseason in which there are going to be basically be no, you know, OTAs. I mean, there's going to be nothing this offseason based on the way things are going, or very little to say the least. So your safest bet is probably to go with a kid that at least knows the system. If I had to bet right now, I bet you Stidham's the guy. I bet you he starts week one.
I don't know. Maybe.
We will get
because if he does develop that guy, boy, like you said, let's say he does go 9-7 with Jared Stidham as his quarterback and win 10 games or whatever he does. Oh, my God. I mean, that just enhances Bill's legacy, doesn't it?
Of course. Of course it does.
Maybe they both wind up enhancing their legacy.
They could. Look, if they both win, they can.
Well, it depends. It depends how much Brady wins. I don't think Bill has to win as much as Brady does.
No, I agree. I think the bar is higher for Tom Brady Tampa than Bill in New England right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
We get to your calls coming up. We will talk. It's going to feel like the NFL season because we will talk to our good buddy, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker himself, Michael Irvin.
Oh, we found him?
We found him.
I called Michael. Let me tell you right now. And I got it. Wait till I get him on the phone this night. Because I got a number for Michael. I've been calling it, and the number's disconnected. I swear to God.
What happened? Why did he do that?
Well, who finally got it? I don't know. I know that's the right number because I've been texting him during the season, and we went back and forth a lot texting. So I guess Ernie finally found him,
Ernie,
a publicist or somebody.
Ernie has tracked him down or a publicist down.
What time is Michael coming on?
Michael will join us at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Hold on, I got to confirm.
Michael Irvin should be in the 5 o'clock hour.
It's 4 o'clock for Michael Irvin.
All right, so we can replay it at 5. Chernoff just cringed. What are you talking about?
Well, Michael's got a lot to talk about because he made a little bit of news earlier this week.
DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien, right?
Yeah. So we'll talk to Michael at 4. Yep. We'll talk to Peter King coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll get into that classic Game 6 between the Mets and the Astros.
Yes.
And, of course, your telephone calls. Beningo and Roberts here in the afternoon until 6 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.